A veteran in Woodstock, New York, has created a documentary with the goal of helping to reduce the number of veteran suicides and raise the standard of living for all people with disabilities. Author Marty Klein became blind while serving during Vietnam. The Air Force veteran who retired as a sergeant has produced and directed a documentary called Why Can't We Serve?
I tell people that 22 veterans approximately take their lives every day. It's outrageous, and we need to do something about it. And I think that my movie and my song will bring attention to this subject because it needs attention.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in June released a national suicide data report showing that the average number of veterans who died by suicide each day remained unchanged at 20. Klein's theme song from the documentary is a veteran's anthem.
I have the will to survive. If I get what I need to stay alive.
The Americans with Disabilities Act requires all major businesses and corporations to hire people with disabilities. This applies to most government agencies as well, with one exception, the U.S. military.
It might be the military doesn't want to have that look of anything but invulnerability. If somebody's in a wheelchair, if they're blind, maybe it shows the military is not as strong as we'd like to perceive. But the reality is 56 million people in this country are registered as disabled. All the federal agencies hire 13% of the people serving in the feds are people with disabilities. So the government knows that they're completely capable. They just haven't made it open to the military people who come out with disabilities.
And the military sends these soldiers into battle and then kicks them out when they come back with they're disabled. They should be the ones that take care of them, support them.
Right now there's a law that says if you've been in the military for 15 years and you come down with a disability, then if you're still highly functioning, you will have the option of remaining in the military until 20 years, and then you can retire getting full benefits. If they lowered that from 15 years to 3 years, then it would give a lot of soldiers the option who have been in already 3 years who come down with a disability the chance to transition to a non-combat job, have a chance of a career of dignity, a purpose in life, because they all still want to serve. I think it would go a long way to make a difference for those soldiers and in the process make a difference to upgrade the standard of living for people who are disabled, because if you saw a lot of soldiers in wheelchairs or with one arm in uniform at the airports and bus stations serving our country, I think most people with disabilities would walk a little bit taller and a little bit more proudly about it.
Viewers of Klein's film have shared experiences.
One of the vets in Washington, D.C., when I showed the movie, he said, "It feels like when we come back to civilian life, we're on an island and everybody else is on the mainland. And somehow we have to figure out how to get to the mainland." Well, that's a societal problem, but the veterans take it on because it's their initial problem. We need as a society to embrace veterans in a healthier way so that they don't feel like they're on an island when they get back to civilian world.
And there's been feedback.
I spoke to three veterans who saw the movie who were forced out with their disabilities. All three of them said if they knew that there was an option to remain and transition, they would have done it in a minute. And that's the problem. A lot of these veterans want to stay in. They want to continue to serve because they believe in serving, and it's a purpose in life that they've been focusing on for their lives. All of a sudden, if you take that away, they have no sense of identity, especially on top of it if they have a disability. But even if they don't have a disability, they don't know how to reconnect, and they don't know how to find an identity for themselves. So identity crisis is a key here. But there's also a key about the moral reasons of sending people to war. If they are trained to kill others in protection of our country, and they come back, and the majority of people in this country think that the war was not a good war, they have an emotional, spiritual dilemma that they have to deal with emotionally and, internally. Very difficult.
You understand that people get killed. But what we do can take away all hope. It can take away your identity. It can take away your belief in just about everything.
Klein says he wants to wake up the military to enact logical changes to match the times. Meantime, he offers one way to change perceptions.
Everybody always says, like, you know, thank you for your service. I'd like to encourage people to ask another question, how are you? You know, what are you doing this afternoon? You want to have a cup of coffee and talk about life? I'd like to meet you. And not to see them as a problem, but to see them as a potential friend. That's the big thing. Right now, veterans are seen as, you know, having struggled and they're disabled and they have issues from PTSD and this and that. They're always seen as the one with the problem. The problem is the society doesn't know how to embrace them in a healthy way. But it's not just an issue for veterans and society. It's an issue for, you know, whites and blacks and Latinos and everybody. Just to be friendlier with each other is so important for our society.
I remember one day I was just sitting around feeling frustrated with myself. And I just yelled, "Damn it! So I'm blind. So what? I'm still alive. I have a life to live here. I have to figure out how to do this."
On July 26, 1990, Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act. In the years since...
One of the things we say in the movie is that FDR led the country, and he was the president, and he was also the commander-in-chief of the military, and he did all of that in a wheelchair. And we have a clip in the movie of Tammy Duckworth, who's a wonderful model of wanting to serve, being a combat veteran, flying a helicopter, being wounded, and now she's serving as a senator from Illinois, making a big difference in our country. Of course, those who are disabled are capable. She's a wonderful model of that.
And I don't indulge in feeling so deprived. I gotta make a move.
While Klein has screened his film at various locales, Why Can't We Serve has its public premiere November 13th at the Rosendale Theater in Ulster County. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.